Guest blogging increases both website traffic and online authority. But if nobody in your industry is blogging, what do you do? That's what we're going to be covering on today's episode. So stay tuned and let's dive in. Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now enough of this, let's get to the good stuff. If you're new here, I'm Jen Neal, owner of Formula Done, and we help online business owners find more website traffic and capture more leads using content you've already produced. If any of that sounds interesting, check out other amazing tips on our channel. Make sure you subscribe and like any of the videos that you find helpful. All right, let's get going. If you have followed along on the Content Toolbox here, you know that I am a fan of Neil Patel. He is one of the SEO kings, right? One of the tactics that he suggests is using guest blogging. And this is an amazing, awesome tactic that absolutely generates a whole lot more traffic to your website and builds authority and creates backlinks, which is a whole other topic we're going to talk about in another episode. So I wanted to look at how can we use guest blogging in an industry where very few people are actually participating in blogging. All right, so before we can really tackle this topic, we need to clearly identify exactly what guest blogging is. So guest blogging is literally you are writing a blog and having it published on someone else's site. Typically, that person is an authority. They have a high-ranking website. They are seen as an authority by Google. And they have a lot of content. So you are contributing to their content. Now, the things that you get back in return are building that online authority. You get extra traffic back to your website. It increases your exposure and those links back to your website, right? Which again, we'll talk about in the next episode. So guest blogging is really, really awesome. In order to understand how to get going, we need to truly understand like those tactics. And that's where I'm actually going to pull a graphic up here. So I'm going to share that with you guys here. And this is straight from Neil Patel's blog. We'll make sure you can grab the link down below. He is an expert in advising how to do this. So I went straight to the source there. So when he's talking about how to find guest blogging opportunities, that the first thing you're going to want to do is you want to look for sites that are relevant to your niche or industry. You're looking for blogs that fit the following criteria. The content is focused on your niche or industry. The audience of the blog will be interested in your industry. The blog has engaged readership, as in posts that have been shared socially and commented on. And the blog is active on social media, so you know that they'll be promoting it on their site. So when I was looking at how can I utilize guest blogging strategies, and I went straight to the source there and said, okay, Neil, what do I need to do? And first of all, I need to have other sites in the industry that fit all those criteria. And for most of the people in our industry, in digital marketing, if you think about coaches, authors, what are we doing? We're doing a little bit of content and then we're building these funnels and we're doing more personal coaching. We're doing less blogging. So if I can't find a wide range of people that fit into that criteria, that's where I said, okay, let's look at the strategies and tactics and how can we adopt those tactics in for more of a digital marketing approach. I'm going to share with you an experiment that we are actually going to do in Formula Done. We're taking the strategies of guest blogging and we're saying, how can we apply that to what we're doing? What most digital marketers do is actually all of this research, who's relevant, who has downloads, who's promoting, but not necessarily for blogging, for podcasting. So how can I apply these same guest blogging strategies so that we're still getting that organic SEO traffic, but utilizing podcasts? So I'm going to share with you the strategy that we unveiled and that we are going to be testing out. But before we dive in there, if you're enjoying this video, make sure you hit the like button and subscribe to our channel. We come out with new Content Toolbox episodes every Thursday. So hit that notification bell, make sure you don't miss a single episode and all these amazing tips, plus our wacky experiments. All right, so in starting with guest blogging opportunities, guest blogging, we're doing research on other authorities in our industry. We are finding those that are in the same circle that have a higher authority than we do, so we can capture some of their authority and use that to help build our own authority as well as to increase website traffic. So those of you familiar with the Dream 100 strategy, or those of you that are actively hosting your own podcast and or participating as a podcast guest. So that's the exact same process that we go through when we're looking at who are the people I'm emulating, who are the people that would help to build my authority while still staying in my niche. So we're going to take that premise and say, okay, how can we use podcasts to create guest blogging opportunities? So what we're adding in now in our search for podcasting opportunities as a guest is we're also looking at, do they have a website? Are they posting show notes for their podcast? Or even better, do they actually turn some of them into a blog? If they are and they're actively promoting, then these are people that would totally work. If they are doing a blog, and often if they're doing show notes, they're trying to capture that organic SEO juice, really, from what they're talking about on their podcast, which is not a bad start. It's an awesome tactic. But the more important thing is that they're aware that the Google juice matters, that SEO content matters. And so that, I think, is going to be an absolute ideal key because they're already aware. We just tap into that. So how do we tap into that? By providing them with an opportunity to increase their exposure. So here's what I'm thinking, because we are all about content repurposing, right? So I'm going to take a core article that we have. So we're going to talk about our methodology, which is content activation, which if you haven't seen any of our other episodes or anything where I've been talking about content activation, it is my method where I have taken how do we apply the cheap traffic blogging strategies, how do we apply true content marketing strategies to digital marketers who think blog is a four-letter word, right? How can we create this content in order to attract more of that traffic without having to just pay Facebook ads for all of the traffic that we're bringing? So that is my whole methodology, and that's what content activation is. So we're having a core foundation post that is talking about content activation in full and how we help people from do-it-yourself to done with you to done for you. And that's just our core post. Then I'm thinking what we do is we repurpose that. So we're going to take part of that, the essence of it, the essence of triggering people to think about taking blog traffic. Like, how can I get cheaper traffic? How can I get more leads for less money, right? Getting people to start thinking about that and understanding that there are ways to actually get SEO traffic without having to write any blogs, right? What we've done is we've created a process where we're pulling it from a podcast and we're creating that SEO content without actually having to write, because we're outsourcing the writing with very clear instruction. So I want to take that same premise and say, you know, how can I, instead of creating just the SEO content for our blog, can I take and repurpose part of that, look at who it is that I'm going after to be a guest on their podcast? Now, the process to get on higher level podcasts is you have to have that one page and you have to basically make a pitch and say, here's who I am, our audience is aligned, I talk about this, and I can help your audience this way. It's a basic premise of a pitch. I'm sure there's people that explain it much better. But what if our pitch stood out because part of what we would do and promise is, like, we're going to actually write about how to generate more traffic and more leads specifically for your audience. So if you have me as a guest on your podcast, I am going to write a original content SEO optimized article. We're not going to call it a blog because again, four letter word for digital marketers. So I'm going to write an article that you can post on your website. So we're giving them more SEO content, which is what they're after. And we just increased the pitch. So that should increase our chances of getting on the podcast as a guest. And if they publish the article, then that's building more authority, more awareness. And then that link, there's links from that back to our core article. So I also want to set up on our site places where on our media page, places where I have been on the podcast. So every episode we've been on, you can easily go listen to how I've interacted with people and see those recordings or listen or whatever. And that will then provide a link back to their site. So I'm giving them a backlink. We're like trading backlinks and we're kind of trading content because I'm putting the podcast on our site, but I'm giving them written, highly optimized SEO copy. We have a process that I say, okay, here's the keyword. Here's our core article as reference, right? Here's my keyword. Now here's the audience that I am targeting once I get accepted as a guest on the podcast. Here's who I'm after. Here's their audience. Now I want you to craft a new blog post that talks about content activation as it relates to fitness coaches, as it relates to life coaches, as it relates to retreat leaders, whatever the case is, we can customize that information so that they get an original piece of content. But I'm giving it to a writer who is an expert in writing, but I'm giving them enough direction so it still has my voice. So that's exactly how I could do this. It wouldn't cost us much at all, and the exposure would be amazing. So I think this is an experiment we are going to partake in. And I just realized that I'm talking about our, well, it's our team, I guess. I'm not actually talking about myself in third party, just it's my whole team. But I think that that strategy might really, really work because it's giving me a step up, a way to stand out from all of the other pitches that like, oh yeah, I can come to your audience and teach them about this. And it's following the guest blogging process. But again, I've adapted that now to how does that work for digital marketers. So if you watched our previous episode, you know that we are rebranding. We are rebranding our website. We're changing the whole look and feel. And as we do that, we are working on our podcast strategy. So we're actually going to be working on this outreach. This is something we are going to incorporate into that entire strategy. So I'm going to come back to it again. Make sure that you subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell because after a while, when we see results, I will share the results of what we've done. And we'll see if we are able to tap into that blogging market using some of the strategies without it being a four-letter word. So check back soon and see where we're at. And make sure you hit subscribe, like this, and comment. Let me know if you are doing anything similar to this or if you love this idea and want to experiment with me. All right, I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us. See you soon.